So, welcome to another episode of Open Science Radio. And now I have Sophia Dörner with me. Sophia, you just had a very informative and I think, rather nice session about software citations. What is your background? Why did you come up with this session?
I come from library and information science, and I'm working as a student in the IT team of the Excellence, a cluster of excellence, image knowledge Gestaltung, and we deal with software, we deal with IT, and we deal with citation. So I thought I'm getting into the topic, and I'm actually writing a term paper about it. So I wanted to hear some voices of the community. What they think of software citation, where we are right now, and where we might go, where we want to go, and what we have to do.
Mm-hmm. And at first, I mean, it's your first Barcamp, and you really just, without having visited one before, suggested a session. This is very good, so great. Let's try to dive a little bit into the issue. Why should we cite software anyway?
We should cite software to secure research integrity and to make research reproducible, since software became very fundamental for research in general. And from an open science perspective, there's no way around. And also, you want to credit people developing software for their hard work they're putting into it, and making research even possible in some cases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and currently this is unfortunately not the case. I guess it's mostly historical reasons, right? Because as you said, it became an essential part. This was maybe 50 years ago not the case, but meanwhile, I guess everybody who's working in science, well, uses software in a certain way. Okay, so what are some outcomes, or what are some points that were raised here inside of the session? What is your major outcome, or your recommendation even for people?
Well, it's a very complicated topic, and because we have different programming languages, and software. Yeah, I don't want to say suffers, but it suffers from dependencies on libraries, and it's very complicated to pinpoint at specific versions with specific libraries used if you really want to cite what you used in your process precisely. And also, the processes of developing software are very fluid, mm-hmm. I would say, and maybe your contributors change over time, and maybe the software is not supported anymore, and isn't archived properly. So this makes it very hard, and to decide which metadata fields you want to use. Do you want to attribute only the main author, or do you want to attribute every contributor? These are decisions you have to make on your use case, and it's very complicated to find a standardized procedure. Mm-hmm. I'd say
okay. There are still already some solutions to tackle these issues, and we discussed some of them. It seems not that all are brilliant, but at least we discussed some of them. Maybe you can point at least roughly in this direction.
So there has been a Force 11 working group which developed citation principles for software citation, and there's also a follow-up working group regarding software citation principles implementation. Stefan Druskert from Humboldt Universität, he is a main author of the citation file format, which is thought to be attached to the GitHub or another repository, similar to the license file or the README file, so that the authors and contributors to the software can store citation metadata in the file and make it accessible. And yeah.
And this would be also one recommendation, right, to basically use them, right, and put them in, into well, if you're a developer, to put this into your repo and work with this and give at least a chance. So basically this technology is out there, the file formats are kind of defined as kind of an open standard. Why are people not using this?
I think they're not aware. And yeah, we have to get it out into the community that developers and also scientists who use software, they know what how they can cite the software properly, or how they can contribute the information for others to cite their software.
And maybe also the issue of contribution attribution we also touched roughly, right? So I mean, so far, if you apply for a job or something like this or a grant, people unfortunately do not look at this so far, right?
Yeah.
It's something to change as well, right? So basically, hopefully this kind of a session also raised a little bit more awareness in this direction. Well, what else do we have to add? Anything to point to, or any other major points you could take out of this session?
I think it's going to be interesting what the Software Citation Principles Implementation Group is working on and what the output will be, because the working group consists of different researchers from different fields of study. And I think there you should have a look. Mm-hmm. And also the Code Meta project, mm-hmm. Providing crosswalks for interoperability. This is also going to be interesting. And
so we see a lot of activities and basically can invite everybody joining there. We also heard that they have kind of open calls regarding this. So what is your next step in this direction?
Finishing my term paper.
Okay.
So reading and just keep myself informed.
Okay, and maybe once you're done with this, maybe you can talk about this and see what you compiled regarding that, because I'm pretty sure that this is a very important and very current topic. So I guess it's good to have exactly such a term work and give people an easy overview, or, well, not easy, but at least a snapshot of the current development in this direction. And I'm pretty sure there are many people interested in this. As software becomes more and more important, it has to be citable. And for this, we get a good overview about this. So thank you very much. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the bar camp. Bye.
Thank you very much. And bye. Have a good day.